Our reality check this morning looks at what's on tap for this week's rail meeting, and it's a biggie. Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Henri covers transportation issues and joins us live this morning. Hi, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. How's it going?
So the meeting is Thursday, and they want to replace the CEO? Yikes.
It's looking like it's heading that way. They have that on the meeting's agenda, is to basically allow the current executive director of HART, who is Andrew Robbins, to let his contract expire at the end of the year. It's a three-year contract. He was hired in 2017. And, you know, it's just been yet another eventful few weeks or months for the rail project. And so basically with the timing of that, we are now also seeing the board moving in this direction to, you know, unlike some of these other contentious severances, right, where they would negotiate terms or something. They're just looking at the timing of this, and they may just let his contract expire and look for a replacement for next year.
So the timing of this, I mean, we're moving into the most critical stage for rail, the private-public partnership, P3, as we go into this final leg on the rail route, town.
Yeah, it's not been great. You know, it's really hard to say what is happening with P3 other than, you know, this procurement process, which is something that Robbins has really spearheaded since he came on board, seems to have stumbled. They have faced at least a year's worth of delays in the procurement process. The last couple of months or so attributed, of course, to the COVID-19 pandemic. But really, these delays were piling up well before the pandemic started, and they really missed their last target to award, or I should say their latest target, to award the P3 contract, which was the end of August, and that is almost a month ago. And there's just been no update on HART's side, but what we do know is that at least one of the final two proposals from these private joint ventures was putting in what their CEO described to investors as a more than $2 billion bid for that last remaining work for rail. And, you know, they're not specifying exactly what that covers, but we do know that HART had estimated that work to cost $1.4 billion. So that is quite a delta, quite a gap, right? And that's really what we know. You know, typically in these situations, the parties will come together and they'll look for what's called a best and final offer. And it does seem like maybe HART is trying to scrap something together there. We just don't know, but that is what is happening on this P3 front. This is a years-long struggle that HART and the city have faced to finally just get this contract for the remaining 4 miles into town, out and awarded. And they just haven't been able to do it. We can't really say what the board's thinking is right now, or at least its human resources committee's thinking is. It's all behind closed doors. It's personnel issues, you know, but we can at least definitively say that this whole struggle is happening at the same time that, you know, coincidentally, we're seeing these agenda items pop up to replace Robbins.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty complicated issue in the most difficult segment of the route. And I know critics are, you know, from the get-go, we're saying we should have started in town and then moved out. And now we're kind of stuck because we've got to get this big piece of the puzzle kind of in place. It was interesting for me to read about the people that are coming to Robbins' defense and coming out in support of keeping him.
Right. You had in testimony before the Human Resources Committee last week, when the storm clouds really started to be gathering and people really started to sense something was up, you did have kind of a concerted effort to defend him, and among those were Councilwoman Ann Kobayashi, who is, as you know, a longtime opponent of the project, but seems to have at least appreciated what Robbins has brought to it over his predecessors. You had Senator Kurt Favela from the Eva area speaking out, and of course the former Honolulu Mayor Mufi Hanneman a longtime supporter of the project and known to be a, you know, a good friend and just somebody who's really connected well with Robbins, as well as union leaders, construction leaders, people with, you know, leading some of the companies that have worked on the rail project. They basically all signed a letter advocating for him and saying that, you know, he's held the budget firm at least to this point, you know, like it hasn't really gone up at least until recently, and that, you know, he's worked well with the FTA and cautioning against more upheaval, especially in terms of working with rail's federal partners.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens then on Thursday. But thanks so much, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's Reality Check. Read the story about Hart's CEO online at civilbeat.org.